About some areas for you to do your homework if you're looking for some ways to play that January effect. We talked about just a couple of stocks. Under Armour was one of them. Another one was in the energy play with Amtech Systems. And then the last one is going to be in retail, Abercrombie Fitch. And boy, they just have had a really, really hard time. They've been promising a turnaround for years. And, I mean, it's just not happening.
They've gotten beaten up, and it's not just them. I mean, it's really the whole retail sector, and part of that is just the shift to e-commerce and what have you. All these companies are having a hard time dealing with it. But in the case of Abercrombie and Fitch, it's also, I mean, you're at the whims of fashion. I mean, and fashion is extremely fickle. So Abercrombie and Fitch has definitely had a rough go at it. There's no guarantee this one will rebound. I mean, if you look at the Gap, I mean, think about how badly beaten up the Gap has been for years. And the Gap used to be one of the most successful retailers in America. So I would say, you know, Abercrombie and Fitch might be good for a January bounce, but I would I'd be careful with this one.
And, of course, folks, once again, these are not our recommendations. We encourage everyone to do your homework before making an investment or talk to your investment advisor. Some of the other headlines today, McDonald's is in the headlines today, Charles, and they apparently are going to sell 80% of their stores in China and Hong Kong. And it says to a group that could be a Citric and Carlyle group together, they're just going to keep a minority stake. For them to get out of that area of the world, how important is that? If, first of all, if I own their stock, you know, what is that going to mean? And what does it mean looking forward?
You have to read between the lines on this one. They're not getting out of China. What they're doing is, it looks to me, what they're doing is they're moving to a franchise model. They're basically having somebody else deal with all of the hard work of actually flipping burgers. And McDonald's is going to do what they do best, and that's just be a landlord. It's funny, years ago, it's probably been 20 years, the first time I read Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad, Poor Dad, or one of his spinoffs. I mean, he's written like 20 books, and they're all the exact same, but I can't remember which one he pointed this out. But he said, you know, the secret to McDonald's success is that it's not really a burger company. It's not. It's not a food company. It's not a burger company. It's a landlord. They're essentially, you know, they sell the franchise rights to an independent franchisee, and McDonald's essentially just collects rent checks. So it looks like that's what they're doing in China. A lot of times when they enter a new market, they'll start it as a company-run store or a company-run, you know, segment, and then you know, they'll sell it off to franchisers, and that's what. Or franchisees, a franchisor or a franchisee. I always get that mixed up. Well, it doesn't matter. Anyway, that's what it looks like to me. I mean, they're moving to that franchise model, which for shareholders is good because it means their revenues are going to be a lot more predictable. Those franchise fees are far more stable and predictable than just, you know, year over year, month over month sales, because those can be affected by anything under the sun. Most of that risk is now going to be on the franchise owners as opposed to McDonald's corporate. So overall, I'd say it's a good move. McDonald's has done this a million times in its past, and that's why the company's still around.
Now, Charles, we do know, because we've already discussed this on the show, that, you know, your contrarian play this year pretty much has to do with automakers, Ford and GM. GM, their chief executive, apparently came out yesterday saying that the company is not going to move the small car production to the U.S. from Mexico. Is that going to have effect on your stock?
You know, it could cause some short-term sparring with the Trump administration. But remember, the Trump administration is – they're deal makers. I mean, that's Donald Trump's – that's his whole thing, the art of the deal. So it's, you know, get something – it's give something and get something in return. So what will the deal be? I don't know. Maybe they keep some of that small car production in Mexico, but perhaps they agree to produce more of their bigger trucks – in Detroit. You know, perhaps there's some give and there's some give and there's some take on there. I think the Trump administration will be happy so long as there are some new U.S. jobs created. I don't necessarily think they mind if there's some jobs created overseas too, so long as there's some good jobs created here. So that's kind of how I would see that playing out.
And so you still like that as a contrarian play?
I do.
All right. Other news in the auto industry. Of course, the big auto show in Detroit kicked off yesterday, but apparently Daimler Chrysler sold more than 2 million Mercedes cars in 2016. This is like a big milestone for them for the first time since 2005. They were up 11.3% and actually looks like they might have overtaken BMW.
Well, it's been a long time coming. I mean, this has been a company goal for years. I mean, they've wanted to reclaim that top spot for as long as I can remember. You know, we'll see if they're able to hold on to it because, you know, just, you know, having the crown for 1 year does not, you know, that may or may not be a trend. I mean, BMW is a very worthy competitor as well. So we'll see if they're able to maintain that. But I think it's certainly a victory for Daimler. Good for them. I've always been fond of that company because I actually won that annual stock picking contest by picking Daimler 1 year. So, you know, yay Daimler. But we'll see how that goes. I mean, it does show you a couple things, though. Strong Mercedes sale does tell you that the global economy, at least with the top, you know, 1% or 5% or what have you, is doing well. That is sort of an anecdotal piece of evidence that, you know, things are not all bad out there.
Okay, and apparently BMW, they will be releasing their annual sales figures later today. We were talking kind of during the break, and I said, it doesn't surprise me because BMW, it seems like they're making their cars with so much plastic these days, and I will admit, I drove a BMW, loved the look, loved all that, but when it came to time to look for a newer car, and I looked at the new BMWs, I had a much older one, I was very surprised at how much plastic was in it, and so I chose to go with, you know, a different
That's a little
model.
Disappointing, isn't it? It's a little disappointing, isn't it? You just kind of expect better from the German automakers. The German automakers, they have this image of quality and I don't know, making it plasticky just seems like a poor choice. But I'll say this, when you tap the gas on a BMW, it still feels the same.
And of course, one of the other big stories that's coming out today, and I mean, I'm sure these are going to go on for quite a while, is the confirmation hearings begin on Capitol Hill this week. They're going to start Senator Jeff Sessions, who is President-elect Donald Trump, is nominated for the Justice Department. So I'm sure we're going to see a lot of fur flying on the Capitol Hill before all of this is over. But we're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to have the opening bells. Let's see how this week starts out, our second week of the new year, and also things to learn from Charlie Munger. You're listening to Straight Talk Money, bringing you the wisdom of Wall Street. We'll be right back.